Now we move on to the next chapter where we will discuss how to manage a sales force. A brief look on the learning objectives of this chapter. Understand the responsibilities, duties, and functions of a sales manager. Examine the role sales managers play in recruiting salespeople and building cohesive and qualified sales teams. Understand the need for training and the methodology used for training. Understand the need to have a method for measuring performance of individual salespeople as well as of the entire team. Explore various methods to evaluate sales performance. We will be talking broadly about these topics: responsibilities of a sales manager, the recruiting process, the training for the sales team, and evaluating performance of the sales people individually as well as that of the entire team. Every person that walks into your store or calls your business has the potential to be, at best, a customer, or if he does not become a customer, at worst, a walking advertisement for you. It is the job of the retail sales manager and his sales team to ensure the highest possible conversion rate. What is conversion rate? Conversion rate is the concept of converting footfall or customers walking into your store into actual sales. So that is the conversion rate, and every retailer obviously aims to have the highest conversion rate. Let us first briefly understand via this illustration what all is required to manage a sales force and the various steps involved. Steps in designing and managing the sales force. First is obviously designing the sales force, followed by managing the sales force, and then improving the effectiveness or performance of the sales force. Within each of these, what are the various steps? While designing a sales force, you need to first have the objectives of the sales force finalized. Then you will strategize so that you are able to achieve these objectives. Based on that, you will decide the structure of the sales force, the number of people, the size, and the compensation of the sales force. So you are actually deciding the number of people required, who reports to whom, what is the hierarchy, and what are their compensation or remunerations. Once the compensation of the sales force is decided, you move on to managing the actual sales force. Firstly, the recruitment and selection of sales representatives has to be done, followed by training of these sales representatives. Then the sales manager will be directing these salespeople as to how do they go about doing their work, motivating them and evaluating the sales representatives. After this, we go on to evaluating the effectiveness of the sales force. This includes salesmanship training, teaching them negotiation skills, and teaching them relationship building skills. Having talked about this brief, let us move on to each of these steps in detail. Let us understand now what are the responsibilities of a sales manager. The sales manager is responsible for the performance of the entire sales team and the success of the retail business. He needs to have the necessary knowledge, experience, authority, motivation, as well as leadership skills to ensure the success of the entire team. So the sales manager is the binding force. He is the person who ensures that the entire team works together as one and is able to achieve the sales goals. We can classify the responsibilities of the sales manager. The first category is people focus. Obviously, people focus because he has to build the entire team. He has to focus on all salespeople of his team and ensure they are well motivated. The sales manager's prime focus is people building. Finding people that are good and appropriate to be part of their sales team. So not only do the salespeople have to be good, they have to be skilled and trained, they have to be appropriate. So matching the skills of the salesperson to the product or the retail format is also important. These people who are being recruited have to be trained to be productive as well as to be confident, so they can achieve the sales targets of the retailer. The sales manager must inspire and motivate the sales team to perform well. So his role has many elements to it. It is about training them, it is about motivating them, building their confidence, improving their effectiveness, and managing the entire team. Sales manager must therefore act as motivators, mentors, or coaches. They should also be the morale booster of the entire sales team. When sales targets are not being met, when despite brilliant efforts, a presentation does not convert into a sale, then the sales team is definitely going to be demotivated. The sales manager has to boost their morale. It is not possible that every salesperson can every time convert a presentation or a customer interaction into a sale. That is when their morale reduces and the sales manager has to step in to ensure that the team is motivated and confident. The next category or area of responsibility of the sales manager is productivity of the sales team. The sales manager has to establish sales projections in conjunction with the management as well as the individual salesperson. Obviously, the management will want to have a say in the sales projection or the sales goals of a time frame. But at the same time, these sales goals or targets should be in conjunction with the individual salesperson also. This is to ensure that they are involved, they are motivated, and they believe that the sale projection is practically possible, it is achievable. Monitor the productivity of the entire sales team. That is also the role of the sales manager. Evaluate areas where sales targets have not been met. Find reasons and take corrective actions to ensure that going forward the sales targets are met. Communication. Since the salesperson is working with a large team, his communication skills have to be good. Here we will talk about operational communication. Sales managers have to explain the policies, systems and procedures that are followed in that retail organization to the entire sales team. They have to provide the sales force with the resources required to operate at full capacity. If the resources are not available to the sales team, they may not be able to perform to their best. The sales manager has to advise his subordinates how to work more efficiently and improve productivity. So it is not only about being hardworking, it is also about smart working. It is also about ensuring productivity or effectiveness. All these things need to be worked upon by both the salesperson and the sales manager. So the sales manager essentially is supposed to guide the sales team and each member of the sales team to perform better. They should have the ability to focus on problems and find their solutions. Only then will they be able to guide the sales team and to mentor them. A sales manager has to be a solution provider for the sales team. The next function that the sales manager has to perform is of recruiting more people into his team. A very important function, because he has to find out who is the right candidate, train them and match them with the skills that are required to sell the product. Sales managers need to hire the salespeople. Finding the right people, recruiting them and training them is an indispensable part of the job of the sales manager. Also, defining the job responsibilities of each of the salespersons, reviewing, interviewing them, and selecting the right candidates is important. Giving a job description or responsibilities of each person has to be done by the sales manager. Let's move on to the next role of a sales manager, which is to train his team. The sales manager has to ensure his team is well versed in selling techniques. We have discussed in a previous chapter as to what are the qualities required in a good, efficient and effective salesperson. So if you go back and recollect, we spoke about knowledge of the product, knowledge of the organization, knowledge of selling skills or selling techniques, knowledge of the customer and consumer behavior. These were things that a salesperson needs to have. So a sales manager has to ensure that his team is well aware and well versed, practiced in various selling techniques. He needs to ensure the sales team is able to continuously upgrade their skill sets. So you may have a skilled salesperson, but with time, with changing environment, with changing customer base, the salesperson also needs to change his skill sets. So that continuous upgradation of his skill sets is required. For that, he needs to be trained. So the salesperson has to recognize which the sales manager has to recognize which salesperson needs to be upskilled, when, how much training is required, etc. These training programs are aimed at keeping the sales team abreast of new products, new product ranges, their price points, features, benefits, as well as industry updates. The salespeople need to be aware of what is happening in that product category, what is happening in the retail environment around them, how is the customer base changing, and how to sell better to this ever-changing customer base. Another very important role of the sales manager is to manage the sales force. He has to ensure cooperation within different members of the sales force. When interpersonal conflicts arise and lead to resentment, demotivation, and jealousy, the sales manager has to step in and resolve these issues. In the sales team, jealousy and demotivation is common. The reason being, each salesperson has a certain target. All salespeople cannot meet their targets. It is not possible to every time close a sale. Therefore, they will be demotivated, and achieving different sales targets will make each salesperson jealous of the other. So these are some basic human behavior, inseparable part of our lives, and the sales manager has to know how to tackle them and get the motivation level of the salesperson back to the required level. The sales manager has to be supportive of the salespeople in times of low sales, in times of rejections, in times when their targets are not being met. recognition for good work has to be given. Achieving sales targets have to be awarded in some way. The sales manager should also undertake a SWOT analysis of each salesperson in the team. Based on the SWOT analysis, he needs to decide the roles and responsibilities of each salesperson. He also may decide that this person is good at closing a sale, or this person has a lot of product knowledge for category A, so I put him in category A, and this salesperson has good knowledge of product category B, so I put him in this section. And all that, so he is basically mapping the skills of each person against the requirements of the work and then deciding who to place where. He also needs to find out what are the weaknesses or challenges faced by the different salespeople and how they can be trained to overcome these challenges. The next function is that of planning. Each sales manager has to plan. So not only is he planning the sales team, he is also planning the sales targets for the next year or the next season. He also has to plan about the resources that he needs to be able to achieve those sales targets. These resources could be in terms of manpower, it could be in terms of materials, it could be in terms of more money or budgets to be able to achieve these goals. A great deal of time, research, and energy is involved in planning for these desired results. So a lot of the time of the sales manager goes in planning, and the other chunk of his time goes in actually managing the sales force. The salesperson, the sales manager, needs to work out a lot of details in order to plan ahead. He wants to know who is involved in the plan and what are their responsibilities, duties, and functions. So basically, a job description or a job responsibility outline has to be made for each person of the team. It's to formulate the individual job profile and a method to evaluate the performance of each of these people. Have an exit strategy in place. He needs to have a plan B in place so that he is not misusing or wasting resources and time. The next important function of managing a sales force is recruiting. Have you all heard of the 80-20 rule? Yes, you have. We have discussed this in one of the previous chapters. Let us recap. The 80-20 rule, or the Pareto rule, is when 80% of your revenue is being generated by 20% of your salespeople. So these 20% of the salespeople who are generating almost 80% of your revenue are very, very important. Almost every organization suffers from this 80-20 rule. So we need to focus on these 20% salespeople who are the star performers. It's a small chunk, but they are performing the most. They are getting in maximum sales and profits. The other 80% can be termed as medium performers or non-performers, and there we need to see how to tackle them, how to upgrade their skills so that they convert into the category of performers. This is also the job of the sales manager. Good salespeople are obviously a major asset to any business. First-rate salespeople are focused and can target potential customers effectively. They understand which customer has the money, authority, and need to buy from them. So every customer may not be, or every prospect may not become a customer. Every person walking into your store will not buy from you. A good salesperson needs to be able to gauge which customer has the buying ability, which means he has the money to buy, and which customer has the need to buy, and which customer has the authority to buy. What we mean by authority here is that you could have a customer who walks in to understand the product range on offer, but he does not have the authority because maybe he is an organizational buyer. He is buying on behalf of his manager. Okay, so in that case, he will have to go back with details of the product and price and get approvals from his management to buy. So the salesperson has to be able to gauge all these aspects and then sell accordingly. They also build strong relationships with customers. So building strong relationships, which we have always been saying, with the customer is very important because it increases customer retention and it leads to a loyal customer base. Recruitment, as we all know, is at the center of an effective sales force. Retailers develop selection procedure where behavioral and management skills are tested. So both kind of skills are tested. Management skills, how do they manage people? How do they manage the tasks given to them? Are they able to prioritize? Are they able to manage the customers who they have to sell to? At the same time, there are behavioral skills involved. So how are the salespeople behaving? Is it conducive to making good sales? Is it adding to the retail image, etc.? Recruitment of sales personnel requires understanding the dynamics of a sales profile. So once the job description, the roles and responsibilities of a salesperson are clear, it is easier to recruit salespeople. We all know that recruiting is a costly and time-consuming process. Therefore, it has to be designed in a manner to minimize costs while ensuring a wide pool of suitable candidates are considered. So it has to be a wide pool of candidates with varied skills, with varied knowledge levels and experiences. And based on that, we need to also minimize the cost of recruiting. So what can we do? How can we minimize recruitment costs? Internal recruitment uses fewer resources and provides for growth within the company. So that is one way of ensuring you are getting people who are already employed within the organization. So you know their work, you know that they perform, and it uses up fewer resources. You are not going to advertise, you don't need to go through an agent to recruit more people. But at the same time, all recruitments cannot be done internally, because that means somewhere within the organization a gap is being created, and that gap also needs to be filled by an external recruitment. External recruitments obviously involve higher costs, but they ensure diversity. Like we just said, it ensures a wide pool of candidates are considered and fresh thinking people, new people with new ideas, or people who have worked elsewhere and have a diverse experience or handling different products are recruited. So bringing in fresh perspective into the organization. A variety of methods are used to select the right candidate. These could range from interviews, it could be various forms that are to be filled out by the candidate, it could be some biographical information or information about the candidate, and some standardized tests that the candidate needs to undertake. Job qualifications, job description, recruitment, and selection objectives should be specifically stated before the recruitment process starts, so that you have clarity on what kind of candidate to interview or to select. Let us understand the selection system that could be used by a retailer for recruiting salespeople. It may consist of one or more of these below methods: preliminary interview and pre-interview screening. So this could be either a very initial short interview, or it could be some other method of screening before the interview takes place, which could include some kind of educational qualifications. It could include filling out some forms based on which the candidates are screened. There has to be a formal application, which is obviously assessed for basics like communication skills or maybe even spelling errors. Then you could have a formal interview. You would be having a reference check. So each candidate needs to give in few references, excuse me, which are then checked to find out the authenticity of the candidate or to find out how good the candidate is. Usually these could be previous employers or it could be some customers of the previous employer. Testing, we will discuss in the subsequent slides what are the various tests that can be undertaken to find out if the candidate is suitable and appropriate for the retail organization. It could include a physical examination for medical fitness. And then in the end, there will be an employment offer which is made to the candidate.